to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and today is a Holy Thursday. So I, Raghu from Team Radio Sai, welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, the heart and soul of all of us, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to talk in his own radio station, God's own radio station. Alright, the time right now in our studio is 9:40 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a beautiful day here in the ashram. In fact, last couple of days there were some drizzles. There were rainfall, so the temperature have slightly come down and it's a bit cloudy here in the ashram. But later in the day, there will be bright sunshine. But whatever it is, the vibrations in the ashram is always divine, as this is the abode of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the Kali Yuga avatar. And dear listeners, till now you listen to the Vedam session and Bhajan session, which was broadcast live through Radio Sai Global Harmony's Asia stream. I hope you all have enjoyed the session listening to it live, and it just concluded with the Mangala Arati. And as I am speaking to you right now, Swami's devotees have lined up in Cyclone Hall and are prostrating to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Alright, this is the segment Morning Glory. Today is 30th of May. And today in the segment Morning Glory, I have got two programs for you lined up. The second half of the segment, I'll be playing for you a Bhajan Antakshari. This program was made by the staff and students of Vrindavan campus. That will be in the later half of the segment of Morning Glory. But before that, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Chakravarti, sir, who is the current trustee of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Karuna Munchi. But even before that, dear listeners, I want to share with you a beautiful story. In fact, this is one of my personal best stories. And the theme of this story is sacrifice. The moral of the story is sacrifice. In fact, this story is an adaptation of the famous story written by Oscar Wilde, The Happy Prince. The story is published in Radio Sai's Get Inspired section of Radio Sai's e-journal Heart to Heart. And I would like to narrate this story for you all today. So the story goes like this. High above the city, on a tall column, stood the statue of the Happy Prince. He was gilded all over with thin leaves of fine gold. four eyes, he had two bright sapphires, and a large red ruby glowed on his sword hilt. One night there flew over the city a little sparrow, a bird. All day long he was in flight, and at night time when he arrived at the city he was tired. "Where shall I put up? I hope that town knows how to honor its guests," the sparrow said. Then he saw the statue on the tall column. "I will put up there. It is a fine position with plenty of fresh air," said the bird. So he alighted just between the feet of the happy prince. "I have a golden bedroom," he said softly to himself as he looked around and prepared to go to sleep. But just as he was putting his head under his wing, a large drop of water fell on him. "What a curious thing! There is not a single cloud in the sky. The stars are quite clear and bright, and yet it is raining. The climate in the north of Europe is really dreadful." Saying so, he tried to fall asleep again, but then another drop fell. "What is the use of a statue if it cannot keep the rain off?" he said. "I must look for a good chimney pot," and he determined to fly away. But before he had opened his wings, a third drop fell, and he looked up and saw. Ah, what did he see? The eyes of the happy prince were filled with tears, and they were running down his golden cheeks. His face was so beautiful in the moonlight that the little sparrow was filled with pity. "Who are you?" he said.
"I am the happy prince."
"Why are you weeping then? You have quite drenched me." The statue answered, "When I was alive and had a human heart, I did not know what tears were, for I lived in the peace of no sorrow, where sadness is not allowed to enter. That was my palace. In the daytime I played with my companions in the garden, and in the evening I led the dance in the great hall. Round the garden ran a very lofty wall, but I never cared to ask what lay beyond it. Everything about me was so beautiful. My courtiers called me the happy prince, and the happy indeed I was, if pleasure be happiness. So I lived, and so I died. And now that I am dead, they have set me up here so high that I can see all the ugliness and misery of my city. And though my heart is made up of lead, yet I cannot choose but weep. Far away," continued the happy prince, the statue, in a low voice, "far away in a little street there is a poor house. One of the windows is open, and through it I can see a woman seated on a table. Her face is thin and worn, and she has coarse red hands all pricked by the needle, for she is a seamstress. She is embroidering passion flowers on a satin gown for the loveliest of the queen's maids of honor to wear at the next court ball. In a bed in the corner of the room, her little boy is lying ill. He has a fever and is asking for oranges. His mother has nothing to give him but river water, so he is crying. Sparrow, my dear sparrow, will you not bring her the ruby out of my sword hilt? My feet are fastened to this pedestal and I cannot move," said the happy prince, and for this the bird replied, "My friends are waiting for me in Egypt. I must join them soon." "Sparrow, please," said the prince, "will you not stay with me for one night and be my messenger? The boy is so thirsty and the mother is so sad." The happy prince looked so morose that the little sparrow was sorry. "It is very cold here. But I will stay with you for one night and be your messenger, okay?" said the sparrow. So the sparrow picked out the great ruby from the prince's sword and flew away with it in his beak over the roof of the town. He passed by the cathedral tower where the white marble angels were sculpted. He flew by the palace and heard the sound of dancing. A beautiful girl came out of the balcony with her beloved. Then the bird moved over the river and saw the lanterns hanging to the masts of the ships. At last he came to the poor house and looked in. The boy was tossing feverishly on his bed and the mother had fallen asleep. She was so tired. In the bird hopped and laid the great ruby on the table beside the woman's thimble. Then he flew gently round the bed, fanning the boy's forehead with his wings. "How cool I feel. I must be getting better," said the boy, and he sank into a delicious slumber. Then the bird flew back to the happy prince and told him what he had done. Then the bird remarked, "It is curious, but I feel quite warm now, although it is so cold." For this the happy prince replied, "That is because you have done a good action." And the little bird began to think and then he fell asleep. Singing always made him sleepy. When the day broke, he flew down to the riverbed and had a bath. Then he again went to the statue and told, "Tonight I go to Egypt." And he was in high spirits at the prospect. He visited all the public monuments in the place and sat a long time on the top of the church steeple. And again the sparrow came back to the happy prince statue. "Sparrow," said the happy prince, "will you not stay with me for one more night?" And the happy prince started narrating another story. "Far away across the city, I see a young man in a garret. He is leaning over a desk covered with papers, and in a tumbler by his side, there is a bunch of withered violets. His hair is brown and crisp, and his lips are as red as pomegranate, and he has large, dreamy eyes. He is trying to finish a play for the director of the theater, but he is too cold to write any more. There is no fire in the grate, and hunger has made him faint." And as the happy prince was narrating this story of what he is seeing right now, the sparrow said, "Okay, I will wait with you one night longer." And the sparrow had a good heart and he asked the happy prince, "Shall I take him another ruby?" For this the prince said, "Alas, I have no ruby now. My eyes are all that I have. They are made of rare sapphires, which were brought out of India 1,000 years ago. Pluck out one of them and take it to him. He will sell it to the jeweler and buy food and fire for firewood and finish his play," said the happy prince. And for this the sparrow, the bird, said, "Oh my God, I can't do that." And the happy prince pleaded the bird to do it. So the sparrow plucked out the prince's eye and flew away to the student's room. It was easy enough to get in, and as there was a hole in the roof, through this he darted and came into the room. The young man had his head buried in his hands, so he did not hear the flutter of the bird's wings, and when he looked up, he found the beautiful sapphire lying on the withered violets. "I am beginning to be appreciated," he cried. "This is from some great admirer. Now I can finish my play." And he looked quite happy. Now, the next day, the sparrow flew down to the harbor. He sat on the mast of a large vessel, watched the sailors hauling big chests out of the hold with ropes. And then in the evening again, the sparrow came back to the happy prince, and the happy prince pleaded, "Will you not stay with me one night longer?" And he started narrating what he is seeing. "In the square below," said the happy prince, "there stands a little match girl. She has let her matches fall in the gutter, and they are all spoiled. Her father will beat her if she does not bring home some money, and she is crying. She has no shoes or stockings, and her little head is bare. Pluck out my other eye, dear sparrow, and give it to her. Her father will not beat her then." Now, the bird was in a dilemma. He said, "I will stay with you one night longer, but I cannot pluck out your eye. You would be quite blind then." And the prince pleaded. So the bird plucked out prince's other eye and darted down with it. He swooped past the match girl and slipped the jewel into the palm of her hand. "What a lovely bit of glass," cried the little girl, and she ran home laughing. Then the sparrow came back to the prince. "You are blind now," he said, "so I'll stay with you always." The whole of the next day he sat on prince's shoulder and told him stories of what he had seen in the strange land. He told him of the red ibises who stand in long rows on the banks of the Nile and catch goldfish in their beaks, of the sphinx who is as old as the world itself and lives in the desert and knows everything, of the merchants who walk slowly by the side of their camels and carry amber beads to their lads, of the king of the mountains of the moon who is as black as ebony and worships a large crystal, and many more things. Then the happy prince said, "My friend, you tell me of marvelous things, but more stunning than anything is the suffering of men and women. There is no mystery so great as misery. Fly over my city, little sparrow, and tell me what you see there." So the bird flew over the great city and saw the rich making merry in their beautiful houses, while the beggars, the poor, were sitting at the gates. He flew into dark lanes and saw the white faces of starving children looking out listlessly at the black streets. And he came back and told the prince. Now the happy prince said, "My dear friend, I am covered with fine gold. You must take it off, leaf by leaf, and give it to my poor friends. The living always think that gold can make them happy. So, leaf after leaf of the fine gold was picked off by the little sparrow, till the happy prince looked quite dull and grey. He gave each one to the poor, and the children's faces grew rosier, and they laughed and played games in the street. Then the snow came, and after this, the frost. The poor little sparrow grew colder increasingly, but he would not leave the prince. And finally, the poor bird died and fell on the ground. And after that, even the statue was brought down by other people, as there was no gold in the statue. Now, even though the ending of the story was not good, but here is something which happened very nice. In the kingdom of heaven, God told his angels, "Bring me the two most beautiful things in the city." And the angels brought the leaden heart of the happy prince and the dead bird. And for this the God said, "You have rightly chosen, For in my garden of paradise, the little bird shall sing forever. And in my city of gold, the happy prince shall praise me. Bhagwan Baba says, and I quote, "Man primarily needs two qualities, devotion to God and the spirit of sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there can be no devotion. Sacrifice is the key to immortality. People are caught up in the coils of selfishness and self-centeredness. Why sacrifice the lasting bliss of the divinely oriented life for the petty tinsels of worldly possessions? Devote yourself to the service of mankind in a spirit of dedication and sublimate your lives. Sacrifice is salt of life, and it is a secret of peace and joy." Unquote. Dear listeners, so this was the story of the happy prince. The moral of the story is sacrifice. I hope you all liked the story. I just read it out from the Get Inspired section of Heart to Heart of Radio Sai. Please give your comments and feedback on this. And continuing the segment of Morning Dory, right now I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Chakravarti, who is the trustee of Sri Research Central Trust. In conversation with him will be Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Have a listen, please.
You resigned from the government when you were 44 years old, and then you've been serving Swami all these years. If you don't mind my asking, how does one sustain oneself in service of God? I'm sure you have expenses and you have responsibilities. What sort of a discipline does it take to do what you have done?
The requirements, if you look at it, you know, by staying here,
are meager, I agree.
Very minimal. And you don't have anything you have to really ask for. I mean, in my case, for instance, I have been given a place to stay. There are work to do. And what else is there?
And a very complying spouse, may I add.
Yeah, that is, of course.
That
well,
might have
eased. Maybe, I think. I don't think it compliant for my sake. She has also devotion to Swami,
sure.
Which possibly she felt that the best way for her to show the devotion is to be with Swami. Actually, the requirements within the ashram, if you're really having life in the ashram, seem to be very normal, nominal. I won't say minimal, but certainly nominal. I mean, certain expenditure, yes, you may have beyond. I think in a way, even the so-called health expenditure, etc., I think Swami is taken care of. For many people, he is taken care of. For us also, I think you have a hospital which provides it. Firstly, I think he does it in such a way that you don't need to have the hospital. That's the highest thing that can happen. But should it become necessary to visit the hospital can take care. And if you do not have any need beyond what is necessary for your, whatever passes off as basic necessities, I think it should be possible. And for a man like a government servant who has, the government is always generous in its pension, it gives it and it's enough. And I didn't think too much of what I'm going to do when I left the service, honestly. I thought, in a way, for my work, whatever is required, Swami had given. For my stay, whatever is required is given. So I don't think I ever felt the need of having to have some other support mechanism.
What about ambition, personal ambition? Because had you stayed with the services, perhaps somebody of your cadre would have retired at a very senior level.
Yes. See, there you can make it, what is your preference. You would like to do service, what you consider to be genuine service to Swami is a matter of choice. If you stayed on in one profession, in your service, what would have come out of it is a matter also of no certainty. People can aspire to be this, to be that. A many number of people would not have done anything beyond. How many people beyond their formal age of retirement would have really been able to get a chance to work in a manner which gives not only personal satisfaction, but also something which would have really registered in the books of God that you had been your humble servant. In that register, at least you are happy that you will find a name.
What a privilege to be enrolled
so
in that.
So if you say that, well, you open the book and you see your name is also included as a man who is not merely a wayfarer in the world, but also a servant in the process. Many of these things are non-material objects. Satisfaction
is also non-material.
Is a non-material. That is why, how do you define that?
Or measure it?
It is very difficult to define satisfaction.
Today, do you feel satisfied with the life you have led?
I think I have no reason to feel that I would have been happier anywhere else. I don't know. Since there are no comparisons, I can't say I would have been happy if I had got it, etc. But personally, I think I'm a very fulfilled person. And I think to be able to do some work in the larger scheme of things of God at the age of 82 is something which
is amazing.
Is very difficult for me to not be happy about.
Absolutely. You're understating
it. Something which I feel, I don't think there is any comparison. People who had been with me, perhaps, possibly, they might be happy in their own ways. And it's very difficult to compare the type of happiness. Because happiness is such a state of mind where it is very difficult for people to say that I have been happier in this place or I have been happier in that place. But if you're taking it as an absolute quality, I think it's one of the great privileges that might have come your way to be with Swami himself personally till the age of 75, my age of 75, his age of 85. Itself is a great blessing. Beyond that, to be given the privilege of being associated with his work, I think is a sign of great benediction. So all this, I think, are things which have been not secured by me, but given by Swami. I can't say I secured any of these things. This is just the sign of blessing. People become happy in many ways. I seem to be happy by doing what I've been doing.
No fatigue, repeat fatigue syndrome, repeat action fatigue.
If that were so, Swami should have been the most fatigued person.
Every day darshan, every day listen to people pleading for this and that. Yes, I noticed that about Bhagwan, like always new, always fresh.
I think because it is not a burden for him. It is an opportunity for him to relieve the sufferings of people. For me, at least it's a possibility of doing some work connected with his work.
Sir, today, how do you nurture and maintain your connection with Swami, the cosmic Swami? Are you a man of prayers? Do you follow a routine?
You have the overarching faith that whatever is has to be done the way in which you have been trained by him to do. Simple things like being extremely concerned about the use of resources. I mean, it is unalterable. Similarly, if you want to do anything, it must serve the larger purpose. For instance, if it's a question of a choice of equipment, let's say, what would you do? You would write the persons who are connected with that to give us an assessment. Now, you have to go by certain judgment of certain people. And all that is necessary even today. But beyond that, you sort of do it in the ultimate hope that what is done will please Swami, will be in the interest of a larger number of people which you'll approve. So I think it is a standard criteria that he had given you, you know, with reference to what will, can be done, can be pursued or should not be pursued. This is, I think, a question of trying to assess in the context of what he has been giving as guidelines, whether these things fit in with that.
So that's about your work. Personally, your connect?
Personally, I think it is to be, without making any further claims, that you are close to Swami, because each is as close to Swami as one wishes. So nobody can say I am closer to Swami than the other, because there is no such yardstick. The only yardstick which is that your own yardstick. If you feel, Swami has always said, I am as close as you think I am with you. If I feel that I am close to Swami, it is for me to feel so. But I can't say that I am closer than anyone else. So I think, insofar as personal
when you're touching
feelings are concerned, I think it is as strong as it has been, so far as individual is concerned. How strong is it? Well, Swami alone can say that is strong or not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave it. I mean, there is no way by which there is a third party approval in this. There's only one approval, and we don't know what that type of approval is. It may not. It is a silent one. So I don't think anyone has any yardstick by which you can prove that that you are doing the thing the way in which he wants. We can only hope that the objective criteria that had been laid down for the purpose of doing the work in consonance with the principles or objectives given, we can continue to follow that and to adhere to that. But that, I think, it's our responsibility.
You read a lot, don't you, sir? You stay on top of latest trends.
I won't say I read a lot. But there are a lot of people must be reading much more than me. But somehow I have an interest in reading. I try to read the thing that catch my attention. It could be a novel, it could be something in my own subject which I admit I've been formally trained. It could be a subject in which I'm not formally trained, but I find a fascination. I read something which seemed to be putting me in an exalted state of mind. Or I seem to read something which gives me a sense of the delight, let us say, in reading things which give me a sense of upliftment. I sometimes soar with poetry. I come down with the problem of trade war with America and China. So there are things which are not easily sort of compatible. They are not compatible in that sense of the term. But I think we live in multiple worlds. And I think I have been blessed with being able to live in multiple worlds.
And traverse through them with great ease, because I notice one minute you speak of soaring with poetry into an exalted state of mind, and next minute you're talking to Vignesh and saying, get a brand new lock for the storeroom with three keys and make sure X, Y, and Z keeps a key each and it's all accounted for. And then you're worrying about three-phase electricity in the ashram. Then you're talking about thought leadership, about the Satyasai Center for Human Values. So you do traverse multiple worlds at multiple layers and levels, and yet you stay in that moment with that particular topic.
Well, I don't know that I can claim, you know, versatility, but the nature of the work, you know, moves from something which is noble and exalted to something which is very pedestrian.
Yes, important.
So, when you talk of something like Center for Human Values, I think you are in contact with the source of all life.
Right.
Therefore, there is something which really makes it, you know, worthwhile and exalted. And you have to live, you know, in a world of very ordinary things which really become the very warp and woof of our life. I mean, you can't have safety without a lock. And you can't possibly think in terms of preserving things without the ability to tell people, kindly take care of it, etc. So I think it seems that your day-to-day activities themselves move, you know, from a state of very great noble feelings to something which is to be taken care of, because they constitute the ground on which you stay. You're staying on the ground, therefore you have to take care of it. You really, if it can really, for the day you can soar and be happy with something which lifts you up, so be it. Not that you seek as an escape route.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like that. It is, you are happy in that frame of mind. You are not unhappy in this frame of mind. This has to be done. That need not be done, but if you do it, you have a certain sense of great joy. There is something like an obligation to do certain things. There is something like a choice that you have to do or you can do. So I move from, I think, on a daily basis, from certain choices to certain obligations. So that's how. So obligation is something which I don't consider as an imposition on me. Choosing something which gives you a joy, I think if it is available for the day, it's good. But I try, because poetry gives me a great joy, at least I try to read, if it's possible, 50 to 100 lines. Something that is nothing connected with my life today, but something which gives my spirit, you know, something to really leap for joy. So that is the type of thing.
Who did you read recently?
I still continue to read Sri Aurobindo, apart from the poets of the Western poets only. Unfortunately, I have not trained, I have not been trained in Sanskrit in a classical sense, so I can't read Kalidasa and appreciate his Upamana Upameyam. I can read it only through English, what he has done. but not in Sanskrit itself. That is where I think I may have a limitation. I wish I had had the opportunity to do something in language like Sanskrit, which would have given greater opportunities to be even better trained or better, quote-unquote, educated, which I think somehow it did not come our way. But looking back now, I find, yes, I think some formal training in a great language as Sanskrit would have been of great benefit. Count your blessings.
Always.
It would have been, you know, it would have been a wonderful time given by Swami to be with him, to be here. And I don't think I could have chosen any other place to be with than to be with Swami. Yes, I think work here was, I personally believe, incidental. He gave me a chance to be with him to work. But I think the primary reason was to be in his presence. That was far more important than being a registrar or a secretary of the trust. There was something to be done, therefore it was given. But I think all that was, I wouldn't say an excuse, but certainly I think it was an aid, let us say, to be with him. After all, he has to make me something in order to be with him. So that way, I think it helped. But if it was not one, it would have been the other. After all, a lot of people have been given a lot of work by Swami. Not because we are all extremely competent at that, but because of his grace. All right, that fellow needs some place to be stayed, so let him be here. I always consider that it was more a question of his generosity than being our competence. It is indefinable, you know, how you really find your place in the vast scheme of things which he represents. A cog in the wheel, shall we say, a very inconspicuous dot in the whole universe. But that was made special. That dot was made special. To feel consequential because of your association with Swami, that I think is important. In other respect, it might be inconsequential. It could have been anything, but you are in a place in which you found reason to be associated with something the dimension of which you have no concept at all. Such a vast thing being made into a very identifiable figure, and you have a contact with that figure which represents certain vastness. Those are things which are very difficult to express. There is a great sense of inward joy, some secret fulfillment. That's what Swami represents.
अमल असीम अखंड गम्यम सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम अमल असीम अखंड गम्यम सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम चिदानंद रूपम सदानंद रूपम शिवोहम 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 जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
भगवन One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami Himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he liked dance lopala, uddanna kudanu, vinaka, Swami ka aschejikara management yokka, dushyani nirupinchalani, paike kyaadu, pandendu adugula paike. Akkada nunchi jari paddadu. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొక నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, నీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్లా చోటిస్తాను, కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
Swami ante pillalandarki pranam.
Boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధంగా డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింట్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
కనుక పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమము.
And boys are secure, Bhagwan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము. అంత తల్లి కంటే 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి. దంట ఇంట కంట ఉండి అన్ని విధాలు నిన్ను సంరక్షిస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ విత్ యూ, ఇన్ యూ, అబౌవ్ యూ, బిలో యూ, అరౌండ్ యూ, అండ్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
మీ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
హూ ఇస్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్? గాడ్ ఈజ్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो, गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ, वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ, दिल में पसने वाली साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।
रेडियो साई now brings you a game called the Bhajan Antakshari, hosted by the staff and students of the Vrindavan campus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. We have Sri Ruchir Desai, lecturer in the Department of Commerce, who will take us into the game.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagwan tells us that in the Kali age, Namasmarana is the easiest way to achieve God, and bhajan is the means by which the common man can participate very easily in Namasmarana. We have today a game called Bhajan Antakshari. The Sanskrit word Antakshari is composed of two different words, anta and akshar, meaning last letter. This game is woven around different letters of bhajans that we sing in Swami's presence. There are variations of this theme, with bhajans ending in one letter. The next team starts singing another bhajan starting with the same letter. We have bhajans in the same raga, bhajans following the same beat, bhajans having different beats, and so on. We have for this game three teams. Team Bhava consists of Sai Krishna, Jaideep Das, Sri Kartik and Manoj. Team Raga consists of Om Prasad, Anant, Baranidharan and Siddharth, while Team Tala consists of Ashwat, Vishwanathan, Santosh and Satyabrata. We have with us Anshuman on the keyboard, Preeti Ranjan on the Nal and Shankar on the violin. Denny George is our scorekeeper and timekeeper for today's game, while the expert referee is Nandagopal. The moderator for today's program is Kartik, and I hand over the mic to Kartik, who will also explain the rules and the scoring pattern for the game. Over to Kartik.
Thank you, sir. Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the very outset at Bhagwan's lotus feet. We go to the first round of this Bhajan Antakshari. This is a typical Antakshari round. Antakshari, as the word suggests, means last syllable. In this round, each team has to sing a bhajan that starts with the last syllable of the bhajan sung by the previous team. For example, if Team Bhava sings, Anshuman, can we have Jai Hari Bol Jai Sitaram?
Jai Hari Bol Jai Sita Ram, Gopi Gopal Bhajo Radhe Shyam, Hare Ram 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 Ghan Shyam Shyam Shyam, Hare Ram 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 Ghan Shyam Shyam Shyam.
Then Team Raga has to start a bhajan that starts with the letter M, that is the last letter of the last word sung by Team Bhava, that is Shyam. Shyam ends with M, and so Team Raga has to start a bhajan that starts with M. They may choose to sing, let us say, Man Ek Bar Hari Bol.
Man Ek Bar Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol Hari Bol, Man Ek Bar Hari Bol.
Subsequently, Team Tala has to sing a bhajan starting with the letter L, that is the last letter of the word bowl. As each team sings their bhajan, the quizmaster decides at which point the bhajan should be stopped. If a team is not able to sing a bhajan that starts with the last syllable of the last word of the previous team's bhajan within 30 seconds, the question passes over to the next team. Each team gets 10 points for a correct answer to a direct question and 5 points to a correct answer to a past question. Let me set the ball rolling with a Ganesh bhajan.
Amba Bhavani Shiva Shambhu Kumara Shri Gananatha Shantakara Purana Purusha.
I've stopped it at Purana Purusha. Team Bhava starts a bhajan with the letter Sha.
Shambho Mahadeva Mallikarjuna Mangala Charana Trilochana Pinakapani Parvati Ramana.
Ramana. So Team Raga starts a bhajan with the letter Na.
Nandishwara He Nataraja Nandatmaja Hari Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Nagabharana Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya. So Team Tala starts a bhajan with the letter Ya.
Yadunandana Gopala Jaya Brindavana Lola Jaya Murali Gana Vilola.
That was fine, Ashwath. So Gana Vilola.
Lambodara Gananatha Gajanana Parvati Nandana Shubhanana Parvati Nandana Shubhanana
Na
Narayana Hari Nama Bajore Narayana Veda Parayana Karuna Bharana Bhava Bhaya Harana Pavana Charana Patita Janavana.
Now again, for Team Tala.
Nataraja He Tripurari Jaya He Shambho Nataraja He Tripurari.
Thank you, Vishwanath. I think that this is one of the most productive rounds that you will ever come across in the Bhajan Antakshari. All teams have scored full points. So I think we have all three teams with 20 points each. We now go to the second round. The second round of this Bhajan Antakshari is the Raga round. Raga, as you are aware, forms the basis for the tune of the Bhajans. Each of these teams will be given one Bhajan. The teams will then have to identify five more bhajans that are in the same raga as the bhajan given to the team. We'll have a demo. For example, if I give you
Bhasma Bhushitanga Sai Chandra Shekara Palanetra Shuladhari Sai Shankara Bhasma Bhushitanga Sai Chandra Shekara.
Then some of the bhajans you can give as being in the same raga are
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
This is one. You have
Sai Tere Charano Me Koti Pranam Sharano me le lo Sai Prabho Sai tere charano me koti pranam.
In this round, the scoring pattern is like this. On your own question, you get 2 points for every right bhajan. And on a past question, you get 1 point for every right bhajan. The question is passed till 5 bhajans in the same raga are identified or until all teams have had their chance. All teams have 2 minutes on a direct question and 30 seconds on a past question. Team Bhava, here's your bhajan.
Nandalala, Nandalala, Daya Karo Bhagavan, Bhavsagar Se Paar Utaro, Bhavsagar Se Paar Utaro.
Yes.
He Shiva Nandana Jaya Jagavandana.
That's right.
Jaya Jaya Ram Jaya Raghuram.
That's the second one. 3 more to go.
Dasharathe Rama Jaya Jaya Rama.
Just 2 more. You've earned 6 points already.
Your time is running out quickly.
Just 2 more. You have many more bhajans. Team Raga.
Giridhar Gopala Sai Giridhar Gopala.
One more.
मन मंदिर में आओ गिरधारी.
Yes, you're right. So you get one point for each bhajan of yours, that because it's a past question, so you get 2 points. So we have team Bhava, which gets 6 points for 3 right answers, and team Raga getting 2 points on 2 right answers. And there are some more bhajans in this.
Manas bhajare guru charanam, Sai charanam pranamamyaham, Harinarayana, 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 Bhajare.
And Gauri Swai Om Namo Om also is in the same raga.
Karunantaranga Karira Varada Kamalesha Shri Sai Rama.
This is called Rag Shivaranjani. We now go to the next raga.
Excuse me, Karthik. Can you tell us when this Rag Shivaranjani is used?
This raga is generally used to convey sadness. The notes of this raga are
Sa Re Ga Pa Da Sa Sa Da Pa Ga Re Sa.
As you can observe, this raga touches a lot of minor notes. This can be used very effectively in singing some songs which convey a feeling of sadness.
That's interesting.
So we now go to the next.
Let's see what team Raga has.
Raga, here's your raga.
Ananda Sagara Murali Dhara, Ananda Sagara Murali Dhara, Meera Prabhu Radhesham Venu Gopala.
Daya karo Shiva Ganga.
That's right. 4 more bhajans. Your time's running out. There are a lot of bhajans.
Gauri Nandana Bala Gajanana.
That's right.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
3 right. 2 more to go.
Jaya Jaya Deva Jagadisha Deva.
Right. 1 more.
Sorry, your time is up. Let's see what Team Tala has, if they're able to supply us the last one.
Jay 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 He Gajanana.
Yes. So you get 1 point, Team Tala, and Team Raga gets 8 points on this question. This is called Rag Malkons or Hindolam in Carnatic music. Can we have Shankar elaborate on this raga a bit on the violin? Question for the third team. Here's your bhajan.
Nataraja he Tripurari, jaya he Shambho. Nataraja he Tripurari.
5 bhajans.
Bhavanaisha Puttaparthi Purisha.
That's right.
Ram Hare Hare Nam Bholo.
Very good. 3 more bhajans.
Ishwar Allah Ek Tumi.
No. So you get 2 right. Team Bhava.
Hari naam gaate chalo.
No.
Hari Hari Narayana.
No. Question passes to Team Raga.
Jagadashraya Shri Raga.
That's right. 2 more bhajans to be identified. 10 seconds left.
Shankara Shankara Sadashiva.
No.
Sai Om Sai Om Sai.
That's right. 1 more bhajan. I think your time's up. We have
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shambho. Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shambho Mahadeva. daya karo Sai Narayana. Then you have Govinda bolo, Gopal bolo. So we go to the next round, that is the Tala round. In this round, we have two parts. Let's call the first part 3A. Here, our expert panel will play a particular beat and each team has to identify and sing five bhajans in that beat. For example,
Jai 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 Manmohana, Jai 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 Madhusudana.
Om Shivaya.
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya, Shambho Shankara, Om Shivaya, Sarva Dharma Priya Deva. Satya Sai Deva.
So I've given you three in this. Each team has to give five bhajans. And for each bhajan, given on a direct question, the team is awarded 2 points. The points follow the same pattern as the previous round. You have 1.5 minutes on a direct question and 30 seconds on a past question. Now I request our expert to play for Team Bhava.
Govinda bolo,
that's right.
Gopal bolo. Shri Kari Kripa Kari.
Very good.
Radhika Jeevana,
two more bhajans.
Gananata Sai
Dada. Two more bhajans.
Sri Guru.
That's right.
Vasa.
The question passes. Just one more bhajan.
Sai Ram.
That's right. So you get one mark for this. Now your question.
That's right.
Yes. Two more bhajans. You have 6 points already. Question passes. You have 30 seconds for two bhajans. That's right. Just one more. Question passes. Team Bhava.
Time is up. You have Raghava Raghunandana, Madhava Madhusudana. Now Team Tala gets a different beat. Here you are.
Ananda Sagara Muralidhara.
Right?
Jagadishwari Dayakaruma.
Right?
Bhasmabhushitanga Sai Chandrasekhara.
Right?
Sai Ghanashyam, Sai Ghanashyam.
Right again? Just one more.
Jai Hari Bol Jai Sita.
You've got all five. So 10 points to you.
Before we go to the next round, Denny, can you tell us what the scores are?
We have Team Baba with 34 points, and Team Raga with 37 points, and Team Tala with 36 points.
Very, very close indeed. I think next few rounds are going to be really interesting. Let's see what Karthik has in store for us next.
Now we go to round 3B, that is the second part of the Tala round. Here we are going to do something very different. We are used to singing certain bhajans in certain beats. Each team will be given a bhajan, the first two lines of which they will sing as it is usually sung. Then we will play a different beat for you in which the same bhajan has got to be sung. Based on how many lines you are able to sing correctly, points will be awarded. For example,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol, Mukunda Madhava Govinda bol, Mukunda Madhava Govinda bol.
This is the way it's normally sung. I'll now sing the same bhajan in a different beat.
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol, Mukunda Madhava Govinda bol.
Can be sung this way also. So now, we'll start from Team Tala. The bhajan that you have to sing is Madhava Murahara Murali Gopala. Let us first listen to it as it is normally sung. Just the first two lines.
Madhava Murahara Murali Gopala, Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Yes, that's the way it's sung. Now, we'll have a different beat played for you. That's your beat.
Madhava Murahara Murali Gopala, Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
You get your points. The next question to Team Raga. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. The way it is normally sung, the first two lines.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Radhe, Radhe.
Thank you. Now we have a different beat.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Radhe Radhe.
Very good. You've done it. The next question for Team Bhava. Jai Shri Ganesha. Can you sing it the way it's normally sung? This is the first two lines.
Jaya Shri Ganesha Vigna Nashaga Janana Vidya Buddhi Sarva Siddhi Vinandana.
Yes. Now you have your beat.
Jai Shri Ganesha Vigna Nashaga Janana.
Okay, we give it to you. So, all the teams have scored in this round.
Before we start the next round, Let's ask Denny for the scores.
We have Team Baba with 44 points, Team Raga with 49 points, and Team Tala with 46 points.
So Team Raga is leading at the moment, but the lead is very, very slender. And we're entering the last round of today's program.
The next round is called Complete the Bhajan Round. Here, you're given the first line of a bhajan, and one of the members of the team has to sing the second line, another member the third line, and so on until the bhajan is completed. It is important that each and every member of every team sings and contributes to the completion of the bhajan. Each line is sung just once. It is important that there is no gap in the rendering of the bhajan. It should be continuous and in keeping with the rhythm. So let's have a small demo. Team Tala, can you try this bhajan?
दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा.
The beat continues.
साईं मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा.
ये प्रेम की बहती धारा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा.
That's it. So this was just a demo for you. On a direct question, a correct answer gives you 10 points, and on a past question, you get 5 points. Team Bhava, your bhajan.
भव भय हरणा वंदित चरणा
जय राध जय माधवा शौरी.
Continuity is important. The bhajan should be sung in keeping with the beat. There should be no gap. So we go to the next team. They'll try the same bhajan. I'll sing the first line.
भव भय हरणा वंदित चरणा
जय राध जय माधवा शौरी मंगल चरणा कलिमल दहना.
You missed it. We go to the third team. Team Tala. I'll sing the first line.
भव भय हरणा वंदित चरणा
जय राधा जय माधवा शौरी
मंगल चरणा कलिमल दहना
नारायण केशवा जय राधा जय माधवा शौरी.
5 points to Team Tala.
Karthik, why not listen to this bhajan in Swami's own sweet voice?
Oh, that'll be great, sir.
Bhava bhaya harana vandita charana
bhaya harana vandita charana
bhava bhaya harana vandita charana
bhava bhaya harana vandita charana
jaya raja jaya madha.
Mangala charana kali mala dahana
So now, a team raga, your bhajan.
He Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho.
He Girijapati Bhavani Shankar
Shiva Shankar Shambho.
Shiva Shankar Shambho. Shiva Shankar Shambho.
You get your points, Team Raga. 10 points to you. Before we go to the next question, let's listen to this bhajan in Swami's own voice.
He Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho.
He Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho.
He Shiva Shankar Namami Shankar Shiva Shankar Shambho. Bhavani Shankar,
Shiva Shankar,
Shambho. He Bhavani Shankar,
Bhavani Shankar,
Bhavani Shankar,
Bhavani Shankar,
Bhavani Shankar,
Bhavani Shankar,
Shiva Shankar, Shambho.
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 Now for Team Tala.
Madhura Madhura Murali Ghanashama
Madhura Adipate Radhe Shama
Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari Meera Ke Prabhu Hrudaya Vihari.
10 points for Team Tala 2. Let's listen to this bhajan in Swami's own voice.
Madhura Madhura Murali Ghanashyama
Madhura Murali Ghanashyama
Madhura Adipate Radhe Shyama
Madhura Adipate Radhe Shyama
Madhura Adipate Radhe Shyama Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari
Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari
Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari
Suradas Prabhu He Giridhari
Meera Ke Prabhu Hriday Vihari
Meera Ke Prabhu Hriday
Vihari Meera Ke Prabhu Hriday Vihari Madhura Madhura Murali Ghanashyama
As an extension of this round, Team Bhava will have to sing the first stanza of Swami's bhajan Rama Kodanda Rama. Just any one stanza.
Rama Kodanda Rama Rama Pattabhi Rama Rama Kalyana Rama Raghava Rama Ni Mate Mata Rama Ni Pate Pata Rama Ni Ande Mata Rama Ni Ande Mata Rama Kodanda Rama.
Excellent, Sai Krishna. I'm sure we'd all love to listen to this in Swami's own voice.
Rama ko
ದಂಡ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಪಟ್ಟಾಭಿ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ರಾಮ ರಾಘವ ನೀ ಕೊಕ್ಕ ಮಾಟ ರಾಮ ನಾ ಕೊಕ್ಕ ಮೂಟ ರಾಮ ನೀ ಮಾಟೆ ಮಾಟ ರಾಮ ನೀ ಬಾಟೆ ಬಾಟ ರಾಮ ಕೋದಂಡ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಪಟ್ಟಾಭಿ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ರಾಮ ರಾಘವ ರಾಮ ನೀ ಕೆವರು ತೋಡು ರಾಮ ನೀ ಕಂಠ ಜೂಡು ರಾಮ ನೇನು ನೀ ವಾಡು ರಾಮ ನಾತೋ ಮಾತಾಡು ನೇನು ನೀ ವಾಡು ರಾಮ ಕೋದಂಡ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಜಾರು ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಜಾರು ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಜಾಲು ರಾಮಾನಿ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮಾನಿ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಜಾಲು ನೀ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ನೀ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಚಾಲು ನೀ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ನೀ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಚಾಲು ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಚಾಲು ರಾಮ ನಾಮ ಮೇಲು ರಾಮ ಚಿಂತನೆ ಚಾಲು.
ನಾವು ಟೀಮ್ ರಾಗ ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ
ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ರಸನೆ ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ಜನನ ಮರಣ ಭಯ ಶೋಕ ವಿದೂರಂ.
There's a slight change in the tune. We'll listen to it in Swami's voice.
ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ರಸನೆ ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ಪಿಬರೆ
ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ ರಸನೆ ಪಿಬರೆ ರಾಮರಸಂ
ಜನನ ಮರಣ ಭಯ ಶೋಕ ವಿದೂರಂ
ಜನಮ ಮರಣ ಭಯ ಶೋಕ ವಿದೂರಂ
ಜನನ ಮರಣ ಭಯ ಶೋಕ ವಿದೂರಂ
ಜನನ ಮರಣ ಭಯ ಶೋಕ ವಿದೂರಂ
ಸಕಲ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ನಿಗಮ ಸಾರಂ
ಸಕಲ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ನಿಗಮ
సకల శాస్త్ర నిగమాగమ సారం
సకల శాస్త్ర నిగమాగమ
So, Team Raga doesn't get points. Now we have Team Tala. You'll sing Love Is My Form.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, this is my food. My life is my mission, example is my life. No reason for love, no season for love, no birth nor death. Satya Dharma Ananda Shanti Prema Ananda Shirdi Sai Parthi Sai Prema Sai Jai Jai Shirdi Baba Parthi Baba Prema Baba Jai Jai
That was nice. We'll listen to this too in Swami's voice.
Love is my form, truth is my breath, breath. Is my form. My life is my message, expansion is my life. My life is my message, expansion is my form. My life is my message, expansion is my life. For love, no reason for love, no birth, no death. No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
And Denny, give us the scores for today's program.
We have Team Baba with 54 points, Team Raga with 59 points, and Team Tala with 71 points.
Excellent, Team Tala, and congratulations for your fantastic performance. I'm sure all of you will join me in giving Team Tala a very good hand. I hope our listeners have enjoyed today's bhajan sessions. The Bhajan Antakshari gives us an opportunity to listen to many new and different varieties of bhajans. And this puts all of us on the road to more and more of happy bhajan singing. Sai Ram.
A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.